Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
This is Internet Marketing.
Here's a really interesting stat. Amazon is now bigger than Walmart. This is an amazing stock story. You take a look at that chart earlier this year, and it was far from where it is right now in the after hours.
Well, think about also how, you know, people are now able to look at the investments they've made in fulfillment and logistics, and all of these things that they were punished for are now, it's reason why they are Walmart. In other words, this isn't just an online story. This is a company that's spent on infrastructure. They spent $12 billion over the last 3 years. It's a company that is being rewarded. It's a company that may actually be spending less. Therefore, the operational leverage in the stock is why people are going bananas right now, because people were not expecting that.
Hi, I'm Kelvin Newman, founder of the Brighton SEO Conference. And in today's episode of Internet Marketing, we're going to be looking at how Amazon really works. We're going to look behind the scenes about the businesses that are really selling their products on Amazon and how you might go about selling on Amazon. But also, if you're a buyer, someone who buys things from Amazon, who are you really buying from? This is Jake Langwith.
And once I kind of got sick of recruitment and woke up one day and decided I'm jacking that in, 20 years is enough, I then just concentrated purely on the e-commerce business. It has its own website, but you know, it wasn't ranking that well. And as you know, with SEO, that does require a fair bit of effort. So I looked at other channels, looked at eBay, looked at Amazon. eBay for this particular business was not very good, and I don't bother with eBay anymore. But Amazon was a very successful kind of market channel, and I concentrate on that. And I've been selling as an Amazon seller for about 4 years now. I don't think a lot of buyers on Amazon realize they're buying from a third party seller. Whereas eBay, yeah, like you say, they think someone in their bedroom, or it could be a real business. I think one of the main differences, people have a bigger trust of Amazon than they do of eBay. eBay, you think of fakes, secondhand, not what you're ordering. Whereas Amazon is a lot more strict as a company if you sell on Amazon. I mean, that you have to verify yourself, you verify your bank accounts, you verify your personal details with passports and driving licenses. They're very, very big on customer service. So I think there's a major difference there between the two. They're just a more professional company, I think, to be perfectly honest with you. Amazon, one of the big things that they're huge on is customer service. Their own personal customer service is got to be one of the best in the marketplace, to be honest with you. I mean, you get responses very quickly. They deal with stuff very quickly, and they deal with it very professionally as well. There's three different versions with Amazon as a seller. You've got fulfilled by merchant, which is FBM, which is basically the orders come in, you ship those out directly from your own warehouse. There's fulfilled by Amazon, where you send your stock up to Amazon's warehouses, whether in the UK or overseas. When someone purchases, Amazon sends it out from their warehouse. And then there's also Amazon Vendor, but you actually need to be invited to that program. And that's where you, in essence, become a wholesale distributor to Amazon. They're actually buying directly from you. They will sell it. And so when you see sold by Amazon, it may be they've bought off of you. Those are the three main ones. With the Amazon Vendor program, it's on a sale or return basis. So you do really need to know your business and your sales very well if you ever do get invited to that. Fulfilled by Amazon, you're going to send X amount of stock up. You might test the product and only send 10 or 20 units to Amazon. Or if you know it's a good seller, you might literally send hundreds or thousands of units to the Amazon warehouses to sell. They deal with all shipping. So if someone's got Amazon Prime membership, it's going to be free shipping for them, which obviously can help in a big way with your own personal sales. If someone doesn't have to pay a shipping charge, you know, you're getting more visibility and more sales there. They'll deal with any returns. So if someone buys a product, it's faulty, or they just don't want it, because with the distance selling laws in the UK and the EU, someone can return a good up to 14 working days after it being delivered, no questions asked. Amazon will deal with that. Their own customer services people will deal with that as well. So from a set, you know, from a buyer's point of view, again, it's a bigger trust issue there.
So how do Amazon make money out of this then?
There's a slight difference in fees from fulfilled by merchant and fulfilled by Amazon. It depends what category you sell in. Different categories actually carry a different fee. That can range from literally 4 or 5% all the way up to about 15%, depending on what you sell. One of my main categories, it's 12%, is the Amazon fee, which is quite high, to be honest with you. But the visibility you get in Amazon themselves and the search engines is, that's the payoff. It can be worth it. With Amazon, if you do fulfilled by Amazon, they charge a kind of storage fee for your goods being up there, which is based on volume and weight. There is then the sales fee, handling fee. It can be quite low. I mean, if you want to make good profit on your margins with fulfilled by Amazon, you generally want packages which are quite small and quite lightweight. I have items, if I sent them to Amazon, it would kill my margin, and I may still sell them, but I'd make no money. I'd probably actually lose money on the sale. So anything that's going to be over a kilo, 2 kilos, your fee goes up. So unless you can actually justify a very high margin, fulfilled by Amazon wouldn't be the right choice. But for small things, you know, like memory cards or DVDs and things like that, supplements are a great example, then fulfilled by Amazon is a very, very good option for you, because it costs next to nothing for it to be stored there. Amazon basically becomes your personal warehouse. It's in all their centres. There's a few in the UK, so they'll tell you which one to send it to. They may even say split it and send it to a couple. If you deal in the US with fulfilled by Amazon, then it may actually go to, you know, a handful of different centres there. It works best if you're the only person selling that product. The problem with Amazon, which a lot of sellers will face, is you do not own that product listing on Amazon. Amazon own it. Whereas on eBay, you own it. So say you're selling a Canon 70D camera on Amazon. Anyone could list against that who sells an Amazon 70D. And if Amazon find your listing, they'll probably close it down and link it into an existing product on their site anyway. So it can be a problem. Whoever's basically got the cheapest price will win the buy box on Amazon. That's the price of the item and the price of delivery combined. So you see often people fighting out over pennies to try and be the cheapest, but then obviously sometimes you're making no money if you do that. My business is, I'm registered trademark, registered with the IPO in the UK, and any countries I sell in overseas, I would register my business officially as well. So people can't list against mine. If they do, they're going to get a very strict legal letter very quickly, cease and desist.
So how do you ensure when someone searches for a general term, something like memory cards rather than a specific memory card, how do you ensure that you rank on the internal search engine that Amazon have got?
Keywords are essential with Amazon, same as in Google or any other search engine. You really do need to be very good at keyword research and to understand the kind of keywords which are being used as buying terms on Amazon. You don't want to be ranked for stuff which is just too generic, because you're wasting your time. Keywords in title are important. Your title space can often be limited on Amazon now. They've cracked down recently, whereas before I think you could have up to about 250 characters or words or something. They've changed that now, so it needs to be a lot shorter. I think they realised it was being exploited by people. Keywords in your bullet points there's a lot of evidence that that can affect rankings. Obviously, in your description as well. Description should be good. You can no longer really use a lot of HTML in your description on Amazon. You used to be able to. You used to have bold and coloured. Unless you're an Amazon vendor now, you can't really have that. They will close your listing down or just won't even allow it to go up if you try to put those in. You can put things like paragraph and that in there. You want your listing to look as good as you can, basically. Photos on a listing, very important. You see a lot of pictures for things for sale on Amazon, and the images are just terrible. You really want good quality, high definition images, minimum really of 500 by 500 pixels, but preferably 1,000, 1,500 kind of pixel size. So the image is good. When someone, if it's over 1,000, if someone hovers over your image on Amazon, it's going to fill the screen up. They can see a big detailed version of it. But these are things to do, obviously, conversion optimization. A buyer can leave a review of the actual product they've bought, and they can also leave a review of the seller. And both are important to your visibility on Amazon and how far you rank with them. Negative reviews are going to drop your seller rating down. They're going to also drop the product down in the ranking. So you want good quality product reviews. You want 4 to 5 stars. Also, you want 4 to 5 star seller reviews, which is where you need to offer very good customer service to the people who are buying from you. If they send you an email on Amazon, you want to respond within 24 hours. Otherwise, it goes into over 24 hours on your email system in Amazon, and it will start to decrease your seller rating. Obviously, the biggest ranking factor is sales volume. If you sell the most in a particular category, you will then be number one in that category. I mean, there are services out there where you can pay to have reviews, but it's the same as buying links in Google. If they catch you, they're going to kick that product off and actually might even ban your account. So I'd never recommend anyone go down that route to buy reviews. You want honest, verified reviews from your purchasers. And if the review is from someone who's bought the item from you, it will say on the review it's a verified purchase. So that's what you're after. Is good quality ones. If you're, say you're doing fulfilled by merchant and someone buys something from you, don't wait 2 weeks to send it out. You're going to get a bad review. You're going to get a 1-star review for that. You want it to go out next day delivery, really. That way people are happy. If they do have an issue, you want to be able to supply tracking numbers to them. All communication as well should be kept via Amazon's own email system.
So what's your top tips for someone wanting to get started selling on Amazon?
First one would be do some very, very diligent keyword research. You do want the correct keywords in your listing. You know, same as if you were doing a product on your own e-commerce store, you know how vital that is. You get that wrong and you can kiss goodbye to so many sales. Make your product look as professional as you can. That means good professional images, a good description for the product. Look to get reviews. You want to. Amazon does send out emails after someone buys something. You would have seen them yourself. It says, "Oh, if you like that product, please leave a review." You could contact the sellers. You could contact the purchasers directly via Amazon who have bought from you, and just say, "Hey, did you like the product? If so, you know, we'd really appreciate an honest review from you from that." Things like that are important. You with the Amazon seller account as well. You've got a kind of free version and a pro version. I would always recommend the pro version. It's about £25 per month in the UK, but you're allowed to sell a lot more items. You have a lot more control over your products as well, and obviously where they're going to appear within Amazon. Look at Amazon advertising as well. They have their own advertising system. It's actually quite cheap in comparison to Google. Some categories will be expensive. Supplements, you're still going to be looking at, you know, several pounds per click. But a lot of categories, you're looking at pennies per click on an advert that appears on Amazon. You can set, obviously, your daily rate. You can set the price per click. Whatever Amazon suggests, you can always try a little bit lower, and you'll be surprised that you do get the visibility. Comes up very quickly. You can either target the keywords manually with Amazon advertising, or you can have it set to automatic. And
cool.
After 2 weeks, download a report and see what keywords Amazon was suggesting to you. Whichever ones are getting a lot of clicks and a lot of sales, you might then want to incorporate some of those keywords into your product description as well.
So that was Jake Langworth, someone who's been selling online through Amazon for a number of years. I think there's some really useful and helpful advice in there, which hopefully you guys might be able to implement yourself if you want to start selling through the world's biggest retailer. Now, if you enjoyed that podcast, there's a good chance you might also benefit from a training course we're running at the Next Brighton SEO. It's all about Amazon SEO and also other ways of marketing your products on Amazon. So if you want to come along to that, it's on the 1st of September in Brighton, and you can find out more about that course at brightonseo.com/training, and then click on the link to the Amazon SEO training course. And of course, we've got lots of other courses running at the same time that you might also appreciate. So maybe we'll see you along there.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.